fade through the music. Like now, we could say, welcome to the Total Comfort Movie Podcast.
Hello.
Because we are actually recording now. Yeah. Yeah. I finished watching Garth Marenghi.
Oh, yeah?
It's fucking fantastic. It's only 6 episodes. For some reason, there's only 5 on the internet, though.
Okay.
The 5th episode has gone missing.
The 5th episode is like a controversial one as well.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about Scottish people not being a normal race of human beings.
I'm sorry, that can't be any worse than a man being raped by a giant eyeball. That is something
that happened in that show.
And the man had a giant eye baby.
That Garth Marenghi took as his own child. That's such a good show.
It's fucking mental though. Oh my god, so
I weird. Love the song that Matt Berry does in the last episode. It's like, one track lover.
Yeah,
I think that was it.
Yes. He does this kind of Spandau Ballet thing.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Actually, I have to say, it was brilliant. I was out just before we were recording now, before this, I was out for dinner with my family. And my little cousin, who's 2, instead of saying my, he says mine.
Okay.
Almost in the way, you know, in German, you would say mine.
Yeah.
For something that is yours. And for some reason, my aunt goes to my mom, oh yeah, he always says mine, like in German. And for some reason, the one thing that pops into my mom's head is like, oh yeah, like Mein Kampf. You know, that book Hitler wrote.
Yeah.
That had like plans for the Holocaust and shit in it. Like, that's really inappropriate for a restaurant.
Yeah. How loud did she say it?
Pretty loud.
Okay.
As in, the people behind her definitely.
Okay, yeah, keep it down, I would say. I mean, the association, I wouldn't argue with, because it's a famous book, historically speaking.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good book or anything. I'm just saying it's a very famous...
I'm not saying it's a good piece.
I don't think he was a very good writer, to be fair, you know?
I've read his stuff. Not that great.
He should stick to the painting.
Wasn't impressed. He should stick to that painting. But he wasn't even a good painter. I don't think.
I've never seen any of his painting.
He paint walls. Like, he wasn't good. He was like an architect or some shit.
Okay.
Let's stop talking about Hitler.
He was a bad man. The more I hear about Hitler, the more I don't like about him.
What's the Will Ferrell line? Oh. He's a wonderful painter. There's a whole afternoon in one room. Or what is it? A whole afternoon in one room. A whole apartment in one afternoon. Two cooks.
Speaking of Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
This
holy
is,
balls, the Anchorman premieres tomorrow night.
My father is going. And he's got, like, tickets to the after party. In Lily's. The exclusive after party. And yeah, so he's going. Gonna see the film.
Here you go.
No. It's Alan. Our friend Alan.
Damn you, Alan.
He got the tickets, so.
What people can't see is I'm giving the world the finger.
And it seems someone outside our window.
Oh, fuck. Is there some... Oh,
there's people in that car.
That's really awkward. It's probably kids in the back seat that I just gave the finger to.
Yeah. Ah, sure. No, to be fair, people genuinely can't see us in our... Like, it's like an invisible room. You look out, no one cares. No one wants to look in.
Like, I'm surprised that somebody tried to break the
windows. I think it was just because there was a window there. It was an easy window to get to, I'd say.
Bastards, how dare they.
Butcher.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, it's all fixed up now.
Yeah, junkies are junkies and they'll do what they like.
Yeah.
It's all 2 junkies, 3 junkies stumbling. There's literally nothing better than seeing junkies dodging traffic.
I've seen this before as well. It is pretty great.
Oh my god, it's glorious. And then trying to get it. Brilliant. On Delir Street, there's like a blood donor clinic.
Yeah.
We can go to get blood. What else the fuck? What the fuck else do we do there?
Buy blood.
And so... You know the way you might have a door, a glass door, and then a glass panel beside it?
Yeah.
And I was at the bus stop, and I was waiting there for about 10 minutes. And having watched them navigate the cars on the road, and the moving buses and shit, which was fucking hilarious anyway, getting across the road, and obviously they were fucking out of their minds. And instead of going to the door, they went to the glass window. And like zombies, I literally saw them pawing at the window for about 5 minutes, trying to find the door handle. Before somebody inevitably walked out, and they all said, went in. And obviously, we're told, fuck off, you're a junkie, you're not getting blood. No!
So what this means is, we were...
So what that means is me screaming no because the recorder ran out of battery.
About halfway through our conversation.
So
what you're hearing is an edit.
An edit.
Hello,
yes.
Everybody. We've edited back.
Edit point.
We either had the choice of being phony and taking the conversation from where we last left it, or just acknowledging.
Which is pretty bent.
Yeah, we're real, man. This is a real podcast. Dude. We have a name for our podcast, I think.
What?
No! I think we should call it no.
Yeah.
Let the
monkey win. Well, N-O-O-O-O-O-O.
I say we stop talking in riddlers because this isn't fucking Batman.
It's X-Men. Segway!
Oh. Such an awful segue, but anyway. Yeah, no. That X-Men thing looks cool.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, X-Men Apocalypse, which basically is not even a thing, it's just a tweet at this stage. But Brian Singer, the guy who directed X-Men 2 and First Class.
And X-Men 1. No, he didn't do First Class. He did X-Men 1, X-Men 2, and then Brett Ratner did X-Men 3, and then Matthew Vaughn did X-Men First Class. And now Bryan Singer's back for the sequel to X-Men First Class, which isn't really a sequel to X-Men First Class as much as it's a prequel to everything. Slash a sequel to everything because it's time travel.
Darren, my head's about to explode.
It's like, of the two, it's just X-Men. It's just a general X-Men movie.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be deadly.
That's Michael Fassbender, and his willy's huge.
And it's Ian McKellen, and his willy's even bigger.
Yeah, we talked about this on our previous podcast. Not a Top of Tom Foolery one, but the Weekly Schmooze one. So long ago, Dara's seen Ian McKellen's knob.
In real life. Now, before you go speculating, I was in a room with about 1,000 other people. And before you start speculating again, it was a Shakespeare play. He was doing King Lear. With, actually, Sylvester McCoy.
Oh, okay.
Doctor number 7.
Okay.
He was is it the Fool? That's the name, isn't it? The character in King Lear?
I think so.
He was the Fool. He played the spoons. He was very good at it.
Played the spoons.
And
who plays the spoons these days?
Sylvester McCoy. But it was pretty, like, it was well.
Well hung.
We look, yeah.
Cylindrical.
Hmm?
Cylinder shaped.
Yeah.
Like a big old bell tower.
Like, it wasn't like an L shape or anything. It was normal.
It wasn't crooked.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't in any odd stage of affairs.
I hope not. Was green?
No, it was his colour, pinkish, I suppose.
This is oh my god, we're describing Ian McKellen. Wow, that was graphic.
But there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
I've never seen Patrick Stewart's penis. Or James McAvoy's.
No, I'm thinking of Ewan McGregor, sorry.
Yeah. No, Ewan McGregor's the Scottish one who's naked in everything. And James McAvoy
he's
just kind of...
naked in everything.
He's done it in like 7 films or something.
He's bummed Christian Bale, goddammit.
Like, properly.
Properly, on a rooftop.
James McAvoy, in his last film...
Phil?
He cranked, which is cry wanking. He plays a sex addict in it. You don't actually see his penis.
Thank God.
Apparently as well.
We're a few films away. I'm sure we'll see it eventually.
Yeah, and he's young.
Mm.
He's got time.
Shame.
Shame.
Oh, that film.
That's a hardcore film.
That is rough.
Dear old Fassbender.
Big old Fassbender. Yeah.
But anyway, there you go.
McKellen's Fassbenders are huge.
Good on them, I say. Well, X-Men is cool.
X-Men is cool.
We should wrap up soon enough so we have time to do our extras.
Okay.
I would like to discuss Childish Gambino's new album / film / screenplay thingy with Bobber before we go, because it's pretty cool.
Now, anyone who doesn't know Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, you might as well switch off at this stage, because this is confusing at the best of times.
You need to, well, first of all, just get up on Childish Gambino. Yeah.
I'd imagine some people get up on Childish Gambino.
Woo! Like sleep with them, like sexually.
Oh my god, and his raps, he literally doesn't talk about anything else.
Well, no, not anymore. See, this is the thing. Ben is aware of his previous work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you've heard of his new album at all, if anything. He released a new album, what's technically coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
In America. Okay. It's not coming out over here, apart from online, I think, iTunes.
Ooh, okay.
But he leaked it. The album's called Because the Internet, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a concept album about this character.
I think you can all see how detached I am from really obscure music for the fact that all my answers for the next 5 minutes will just be, okay.
It's about how this character feels really lost and depressed, and Childish Gambino, in his interviews, has alluded that this has been his own state of mind in the past while. I.e. he keeps talking about death and feeling sad and lost and lonely and all that jazz.
Okay.
So what's happened here is he's released a screenplay.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben. Mm-hmm. He's released a screenplay to this to kind of accompany the album.
Ooh!
along with the album.
It up there. I weren't expecting that.
So
it's,
you've got on this one website, which is becausetheinter.net, you've got the screenplay. You've got every song from the album. And then after every song, there's like a 30 to 40 second clip of the movie, of the screenplay. Okay. Like a film clip with actors and whatnot.
Ooh.
And it kind of goes along with everything. So it all turns into one. But there's also this theory going around online. Yeah, so it looks like possibly because he's been acting so depressed in his interviews. Mm. It looks like that might have been him acting out the screenplay.
I've never genuinely felt like it's the first time I've ever felt worried about someone who I genuinely don't know. Like,
I know.
Oh my god, I hope he's okay.
I was a little bit like, but it looks like he could be okay.
Because it's
I hope he's okay.
When you like see someone's mental breakdown over the internet, and you're like,
yeah.
But I'm so hopeless.
I mean, it's someone you actually like, because it's different seeing like Justin Bieber having a mental breakdown.
Because
I don't care about him. Exactly. But Donald Glover, we love.
Like,
Donald Glover has given us hours of entertainment.
Sits on his fans, pisses in beans, sprays graffiti on walls, has like treats national flags like dog shit.
He's always graffitiing in bad places.
And his music is horrendous. And he's a bellend. My God. Just fuck off.
Go away.
This is a message to you, Bieber. Just fuck right off. Right? You and Miley Cyrus. You're doing the world no favours.
Joe, you should do.
What?
You should cut in like one of those crappy garage band audiences doing like a woo! During that speech.
Yeah, with the Jerry Springer ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because to be fair, pretty much everyone agrees with me.
They're both shite.
Pardon those people who are mental enough to think those people write good music.
I heard a Noel Gallagher interview recently.
Please
where he did his.
You think they're both a Stephen Gilbert dog shit.
Yeah, well, he didn't know about Bieber, but he did this, like,
Cyrus.
He was in, like, this end of year thing, and it was like,
yeah.
What do you think about Miley Cyrus? And he was like, she's just being outrageous to cover up the fact she can't write a decent tune to save her life.
Hello!
And it's true, and he made the point, if I went into the Rolling Stone magazine's office and took a shit on top of a boiled egg, you'd go, that's outrageous. If I went in and played an amazing song I wrote, you'd go, that's brilliant. And you want to be brilliant, not outrageous.
Yeah.
And then he said, you look at people like Adele and Emily Sandé, and even though it's music for grannies, which was his point.
No, Emily Sandé.
But they're writing their own stuff, and
they're
it's credible, at least,
yeah.
Even if it's not amazing. Adele's is amazing.
Adele's is awesome. Emily Sandé is about God, which annoys me. Like, I used to like that song Next To Me. If you didn't know, Next To Me is about God being there with you.
It's a bit twee. It's very twee.
Oh my god. I liked it. And then somebody goes, you know, it's about God. And literally, I was like, oh, fuck off. And her actual name is Adele as well.
That is weird. Yeah. That's all. But there you go.
There you go.
He also said he liked Kanye West's new album, which was odd. And that he had never liked Kanye West ever before.
I've never liked Kanye West and I haven't even heard his new album.
It's one of the best of the year.
Work?
No, it's one of the best of the year. It's one of the most groundbreaking. No, but it's probably the most groundbreaking hip-hop album in the last, like, 20 years, I'm just going to say. But yeah, Kanye West's album is actually really good. As much as I'd like to hate it, because he's such a bellend. I'm thinking about this, because at the end of every year, I have the blog that I do, darkcullen.wordpress.com, for any listeners. And I do, like, a top 10 albums of the year thing at the end of every year on the December 31st.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. I think Queens of the Stone Age is my favourite.
Mm.
And then after that, I don't know. I'm going to think.
Your dad does one of them as well. And in there, no matter where it is your album. Even if you haven't released an album. I know the album came out last year, but damn.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I've never put my own albums in there.
No.
Because I don't think
that. But to be fair, your last album was really good.
Thank you, Ben.
My God, those people are standing in the middle of the road.
Thought they were having a domestic. So she's still on the road.
Get out of the way!
Her friends are like right down the road. They probably heard me shouting that.
She's a silly woman. Standing in the middle of the road. Just because you have a fur coat on does not mean you're impregnable to cars. This coat is impenetrable! Ah! And I think we will call it a day at that.
Okay, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, Total Tomfoolery Movies. No, T Tomfoolery Movies. Yeah. Damn it, I got it wrong.
Spelled with an R, TOMMFOOLEREY.
Yeah, there's an extra E.
Dad can't spell.
I should change it.
And also, don't change it.
It's too late now.
Don't change it. It makes us unique.
Unique.
Makes us look like fools.
But good fools. Well, no, because it's like we're tomfooling around with spelling as well as comedy.
There you go. Bye.